Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 63. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. Gentlemen, what's going on, guys?
A whole lot of everything.
A whole lot of everything.
Absolutely.
Having a good night.
Good. We are having a good night.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always good to get in front of the microphones and record a little bit, right?
Fellowship, right?
Fellowship.
Fellowship of the brothers. Again, we're heading towards the cult. Right?
Well, I didn't think we were going to mention that.
Well, we weren't going to mention that until after episode 100, but spoiler alert, right?
We're not going to shave our heads, are we?
No, because okay. It never goes back. You know how that works, right? That. Right, Nate?
Sorry. I don't have much to shave.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Have I ever told you guys the joke? In a bowl of soup, that would be a lot of hair.
Nate, are you
going to stand for that?
Nate doesn't care.
Whatever.
I know I'm headed down that road. That's why I could.
My dad was bald. He had a white part. That's all it is, Nate. A white part.
One of my favorite authors. He had high
forehead,
male pattern baldness, and he said that he's like, it's all relative. In a bowl of soup, this is a lot of hair.
I've never heard that. That's one of my favorite jokes,
and it's so silly.
I've never heard that.
That's
a good one. Okay, hey, okay. You know what? Let's get on to
bigger and better things. Yes.
Sean, tell the creepies what we're going to talk about for this middle-aged mini.
For 63, we're going to talk about St. Augustine Lighthouse of the Haunted Variety.
Of the Haunted Variety?
Of the Haunted Variety, yeah.
Was there any other type that we were going to do?
We could just talk about the lighthouse.
It's a pretty one.
It is tall. Beautiful.
It's pretty bright.
Got some age to it, right?
Yeah, it's got a light. It used to be a house. It's St. Augustine.
I don't know what else there is to say.
It's black and white.
It is black and white.
It is black and white, right?
Black and white stripe.
Red all over. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, looks
like, that's a newspaper.
looks like the barber thing, you know.
It does.
It's not red and white. It's black and white.
It doesn't move.
Yeah. Do you have any information?
Would you like a foundation? Is that what
quick
you're...
Quick foundation would be
got
great.
Quick foundation, I got
you. We got
you.
Lots of creepy stories for this.
The Ghosts of St. Augustine Lighthouse. How's that for a setup? On the coast of Florida, where the Talamato, that sounds made up, and the Manitas rivers spill out into the unforgiving waters of the Atlantic, stands one of America's oldest and most haunted structures. I got ahead of myself. The St. Augustine Lighthouse, standing 164 feet tall, nestled on the northern edge of Anastasia Island since the mid-1500s. We talked about it being old. Mm-hmm. This lone centre has seen its fair share of history, for better or for worse, from the colonization of the Americas to the Hundred Years' War to the birth of a nation and its subsequent divide. The St. Augustine Lighthouse has stood watch year after year through plagues and power struggles as a beacon of hope through the darkness. And it has left its mark.
Yes, it has.
It really has.
Very good.
It is that area is that we were talking about it being from the Ponce de Leon, Fountain of Youth era, you know, that all that in that area. So that it is very old and, in my opinion, ancient. 1500s.
So St. Augustine is the oldest city in the United States.
That is right.
Founded, I believe, in 1565, I believe, by the Spaniard that I was trying to figure out earlier and I forgot to write his name down. But anyway, let's say close to 500 years ago. So this lighthouse, so the original was some sort of, you know, lighthouse was existed from 1586 to 1880 when it sunk in the ocean. Mm-hmm. But they built the lighthouse because there were a lot of ships that crashed. Wasn't good. They said in 1 year, like or one month or something like that, they had 16 shipwrecks. So they said something had to be done. Let's build a lighthouse.
Let's build a house of light.
Let's build a house of light.
1560. Hence, 1565. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yeah. And it says yes. Spanish explorers.
Yes.
That's why I was like, I can find that.
Yeah. But they gave credit to a particular Spaniard, and I can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's the one that found...
Admiral Pedro Menendez de Avilés.
There you go.
And he was Florida's first governor. I knew I could find it. So there you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
So, yeah, so this lighthouse, so yeah, so the original was about 300 years old in some type of form or fashion, and then, yeah, it sunk. But they had started building in 1871 to 1874 was the new lighthouse, which is the current one. So that's when all the fun started.
Oldest permanent aid to navigation in North America.
It is.
That's cool. That's very cool, isn't
it? It is. And in 1955, it became automated. So
that's 55. Wow. I did not know that.
You did not know that. Well, you do now.
It has an impressive 12-foot lens.
Oh, that is impressive.
I was going to say, that's quite
containing
impressive.
370 hand-cut glass prisms arranged in a beehive pattern.
Nice.
The lighthouse stood 165 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I believe it has 219 steps.
That's what this says.
Okay, 219. I might have had 219.
Step moment.
And I'm literally just remembering that off the, yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is.
It's a lot.
Says, 219 steps up 165 feet. Okay, so let's get to the creepy stuff. So I have in my notes.
Oh, this was your pick, by the way. Did I say that?
No, you did not. But
credit
you just
where
did.
Credit Thank is you. Due. There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So in the keeper's house basement, people have said some say that the legend that one of the keeper's assistants hung himself in the basement.
I read about that.
So there's a lot of activity in the keeper's basement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many see a man in a blue suit, and his name was Peter Rasmussen, he was the keeper from 1901 to 1924, the longest tenured light keeper. And it says Peter, he was a smoker, very heavy smoker, very crotchety, and he hates tourists. not very pleasant to a tourist. Like I said, he was the longest of all the light keepers they've had. 23 years was the longest that anybody was a keeper.
That's a long time. It really is.
Yeah, but they see him, they hear him going up and down the steps in the basement. Not a very nice, pleasant man in real life, and doesn't sound like he's really pleasant in the afterlife. So, yeah, Peter Rasmussen. There you go.
That's a great name.
Peter Rasmussen.
Another lighthouse keeper, Joseph Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
According to legend, Andrew suffered a fatal accident when he fell from the tower in 1859. His death was sudden. Many argue he didn't realize he had died.
Oh.
For over 100 years, his spirit has been living in his old quarters, smoking a cigar to pass the time.
Mm. What was his name again?
Joseph Andrew.
Joseph Andrew.
All good names. Okay. It's funny because that's
A-N-D-R-E-U.
Hmm.
Oh. They talk a lot about how many keepers there were, and apparently a lot of them were cigar smokers. On the ground floor living quarters where so many lighthouse keepers have laid their heads over the years, the raw, almost sickly sweet smell of a freshly lit cigar can be detected, subtle beneath the ocean air, remnants of a different time when men huddled around wood-burning stoves and waited out the storms, praying that no lives would be lost on their watch. Inside the lighthouse proper, climbing the tall spiraling staircase, which there's so many videos and pictures of photographs looking down that, the sound of crashing waves and screeching gulls is dampened by the thick walls. The sudden quiet is almost welcome until a new sound emerges, the bell-like ringing of a little girl's laughter. It starts at the top of the stairs, high above your head, and works its way down until it is silenced abruptly. So they hear children, and they say there's so many, like, orbs, shadow figures, sounds that you can hear, and that people hear. They say that if you go to this lighthouse, you will get an experience if you spend enough
time. That's what they said. They said especially when you go by yourself, they encourage people to go up and, you know, at the top.
Right. And in the red room. It's because it is black and white, like I said, with spiral with a red room. It's red at the top, red room at the very top. The beacon itself sits staring like a giant glass eye, seeing through time to the world that was before. You step out onto the catwalk, taking in Anastasia Island and the enormity of the sea beyond. It feels like you could be one of those lone lighthouse keepers on duty, eyes on the horizon. That is until you see a shadow of a woman in the corner of your eye, holding onto the railing and leaning out into the open air until she isn't there.
So that could be a name. When you said the name, I'm like, okay. I was like, what's his name? You said Joseph Andrew. It's like Andrew or Andro. What? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I had it in my notes. It says, in December of 1859, Joseph Andro or whatever, he was 60 at the time when he fell. He was the original keeper of the lighthouse, like you said. He was whitewashing the outside of the lighthouse tower when he fell. And then it said, after his death, his wife, Maria Andro, became the keeper and the first woman lighthouse keeper. And she has been seen in a white dress. There you go, lady in white, mm-hmm. At the top of the lighthouse. So I wonder if it's the one that you're talking about. Anyway, yeah.
I believe that's what it's alluding to.
She was the first, not just the first lighthouse keeper as a woman, but she was also the first woman employee, period, mm-hmm. at the lighthouse. Never had a woman until her husband died and she became.
Gosh. Good for her. Good.
Now she's forever linked
bad
to the lighthouse.
Good for her.
Oh, no kidding.
Good.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, maybe she pushed him. Ooh. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, that's terrible. Sorry.
She's just looking for a job.
All kind of theories
in the
right?
way.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. All right.
So in 1872, the lighthouse was under construction, overseen by a man named Hezekiah Pitti, who stayed on on the island with his wife and two daughters while the project was underway. One afternoon, while Pitti's daughter and a few of their friends were playing near the lighthouse, tragedy struck and the island was changed forever. There was a rail cart that the construction crew used to transport supplies from the nearby pier to the lighthouse. And it had become part of the girls' favorite game, pretending they were Spanish pirates moving their hoarded treasure to a secret location. Only one day, while rolling near the cliff's edge, because they said it was almost like a little roller coaster car.
Yeah.
The rail cart came off its track, sending the young girls down into the water below. Some of them were rescued in time, but unfortunately for both of Mr. Pitti's daughters were lost to the sea. They said by the time they were able to get it up,
they got trapped.
They had drowned. Yeah.
Underneath. Eliza and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Were the Pitti girls, and then the third girl was unnamed, and they believed that it was one of the construction worker's daughter,
yes.
that was playing with them, and all three, yeah. Continue.
No, you're fine. They said that a lot of employees of the St. Augustine Lighthouse still hear the giggles ringing out in the night, and then they have known to find the dirty child-sized footprints on the floors the next morning, like children were playing throughout the night.
Yeah, they see. Yeah, it said, They believe that one of the said a worker either saw or heard them struggling, tried to go save them, but was too late, and the two Pitti sisters and their friend drowned. It says, many people claim that rooms will lock and unlock by themselves without anyone around. Apparitions of little girls are often seen in appearing in the windows. Yeah. So they assume it's Eliza and Mary and. Too bad they don't have the name of the other little girl. It's too bad, but yeah, a lot of kid sightings, little girl sightings, sounds. Yeah, that kids would do. Doesn't sound like they're. Sounds like they're still kind of in good spirits. Is that?
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
they say they're playful.
Yeah, playful. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a sad tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, said it hit a gate. The video I watched, I don't, what would be a gate? I don't understand what, unless they're just literally saying a gate.
I heard part of
it. Said when they were coming down, it was.
One of the stories that said that there was this piece of wood that would stop them and then they could do it again and they could pull it back up and then come down. It was almost like a stop. And then the day that it overturned, that piece of wood wasn't there. So I think, like I said, it sounded like there was a couple different tellings of the story, but that's what I understood, is there was some kind of a block that would stop them, and for whatever reason it wasn't there, it had been removed, and it wasn't there to stop them, so they flipped over.
Yeah, because I wrote it how I heard it. It says the cart that the girls were in hit a gate and got thrown into mm-hmm. the water below, and then the girls got pinned underneath. I was just like wondering we're talking about a gate. Yeah. Maybe that's what was supposed to stop them. And they just kind of,
it's terrifying though. I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, like that would, they obviously each time they did it, it was mm-hmm. quote unquote safe. And then it wasn't.
Yeah. You got something, Nate? Looked like your
story about the man. I was just reading through it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Usually spotted in the basement of what used to be the lighthouse, lightkeeper's house, This shadow figure is known for making the room smell like cigar smoke and flooding visitors with feelings of foreboding.
Oh, anytime you can use that word.
Yeah. Good thing I said that one right.
Foreboding.
All the different lighthouse keepers that we've mentioned, you know, that it could be any one of them, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to figure out who it is, but with all the different ones,
well,
that
like that
away
Rasmussen,
there,
the longest tenured one. They said he smoked and he was grumpy. They said grumpy, yeah. Crotchety.
Same with
grouchy.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Drew or whatever.
Andrew, whatever.
If you spent that many years.
The one that his wife pushed. No.
If you spent that many years in the lighthouse, you'd probably be a little grumpy too, right?
That's a rough life, yeah.
It sounds like fun for, I don't know, a day, a week.
Maybe.
And then, yeah, much past that, it'd probably get pretty old, actually.
Yeah. So one of the investigators, I watch him on YouTube. I follow their page or whatever, their account. And they go to these different haunted locations. One's a little more serious, and he's more frightened. The other one is—they're both funny, very humorous, really good comic, and it's, you know, usually family friendly. But the one guy's more—he's more skeptic. He's more skeptical, and he's less afraid, and he's more of the jokester. So they went and they were walking around at nighttime by themselves. And as they go through the place, they're telling you the stories and kind of some of the, you know, history about the place. And then, of course, you know, checking the place out as they're doing it. So at the very end of the video, the more, I'd say more of the jokester type guy, they want to do it by themselves because they were told that if you go from the bottom and climb up to the top by yourself, at some point you're going to have some type of interaction, you know, not mm-hmm. guarantee what it is, but there's going to be something. So he did it, and, you know, he's cracking jokes, and he goes up there and, you know, takes a look, and then he comes back down. He's like, I didn't have anything. So the next guy, he's genuinely funny about it, but I can tell he's more scared. He's terrified. So he, like, tries to really ramp himself up, get the courage, and he walks out, and the guy's like, get back in there. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I don't know if I can do it. He's like, you can do it. Come on. So he's talking. He's like, don't be scared. And he's walking up with all the, you know, the flights of stairs, and it got the camera on him, you know, and they're kind of like that investigation about the Myrtle's Plantation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you can see what he's seeing. And then he's got a camera that shows his face. So he's literally like, don't be scared. It's okay. And he's like, my name's Ryan. I do know his name. He's like, my name's Ryan. I'm not here to do anything. I just want to, you know, he keeps hearing a sound. He's like, what's that? You know, well, anyway, he goes to the top and he's like, okay, I'm going back down. And he starts, they start interacting with him. He starts hearing a voice and he's like, who is that? And he's like, who are you? And you hear Eliza. And that's one of the girls, the sisters, the pity sisters. That yeah, and he was like, oh my gosh, you said Eliza. So then he runs downstairs, and the guy's like, so how'd it go? And he goes, oh my gosh, he goes,
I bet Eliza.
I had it. Yeah, he goes, she said Eliza. He goes, oh really? He goes, well, good for you. You had a ghost, right? You had something happen. Yeah, it was just funny how he said it. He's like, it was pretty creepy. Yeah, you can hear it. You know, they played it over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, just kind
of.
Yeah,
so I saw a little video voice of phenomenon. Somebody that was trying to go up the stairs, and they were trying to do the same, like, or a similar, I thought this is what you're going to say, tell about this guy, and he was kind of like, I'm coming up your stairs, if you don't want me to come up your stairs, I won't come up your stairs, but here I come. And he was, like, pushed, and, like, had this, like, force, and he's like, okay, I'm not going to go up there, and he kind of, like, backtracked, but he had, a physical, like, something
okay,
push
not,
him.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
But he was trying to kind of be, like, lighthearted about it, like, I'm going to come up here if you guys have any problems with it. Okay,
you know what?
Here we
so
go.
Ryan said that, so I wonder if it's the same, because he
that's
said
I thought you were,
he's like, if you don't want me to come up here, tell me now, or don't,
yeah, and he's like,
don't
oh,
keep me, or
so he got it like a physical, yeah, like, oh, kind of,
yeah, and then he heard Eliza,
I bet that is the same one, yeah, because that was kind of, that sounds very,
he's like the shorter, I think he's Asian,
yes,
you know,
yes,
half, yeah,
yes,
and the other guy,
yeah,
is more,
it was entertaining, but it was like funny, it was like, oh my gosh, yeah, so there was an actual, like, an energetic force there,
right. They've been to a few places. I've seen four or five videos, and the first video I saw was the one in San Diego.
Yes,
that we did.
Right.
Yeah. I can't even. What's the San Diego haunting?
The Whaley House.
Yes, the Whaley House.
Yes.
We did a full on that.
We did,
not too long ago, actually. Okay, yeah. But yeah, these guys are they're good. They're funny. They go to cool places, and I like their humor.
Mm-hmm.
But then the one guy said he's he gets a little more creeped out, and the other guy's kind of like, eh, I don't. And he said on that video, I don't know if you saw it, while his buddy Ryan was up there by himself,
yes.
he goes, I don't think it's haunted at all. I mean, he clearly said, he's like, goes, cool place. He goes, it's pretty. It's mm-hmm. a pretty place. He goes, it's cool. He's like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And then Ryan goes up or comes down. He's like, oh my gosh, I heard Eliza.
Had
and
an
I
experience. Had,
yeah. So and then that's when he's like, oh, he goes, oh, you had a ghost interaction.
Like
good
any
for
any of
you.
These places, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know Jerry and Tracy, they had a live event, maybe in the spring or early summer. They went to St. Augustine. There's another podcast, some podcasters, that, hosted Jerry and them. So then they had a tour, and then they had, I think the live show was afterwards, and they went out to dinner. But yeah, so they thought it was pretty cool. I'd like to check it out. I've never been, and they said I think it's near Jacksonville. I think it's real close to Jacksonville. So
that sounds
northeast Florida.
Old neighbors of ours moved down to Jacksonville, and they said that this is mm-hmm. one of the things they told me that we need to cover because it is super haunted there in St. Augustine. So, and that they had said it was very close. So
yeah,
you're correct about that.
So you know what I'm going to say.
I've not been, but
you know what I'm going to say. Put that
on the list.
It's on the list. Sean's
absolutely.
Already got it.
Yeah. Both of them, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that going through the different histories all the way from 1565 through the Spanish having it and erecting, the lighthouse mm-hmm. and then the British coming in and then having it and then the Spanish got it back for a time. It shows it going through the American Revolution and the Civil War. But they're saying that the interesting thing is all these, you know, and then coming up as it was renovated in the 20th century and everything, they're talking about all the people's hands that have been on it throughout mm-hmm. the years, and all those spirits are capable of being there, being present, and it's just funny that you get that Duke's mixture of history and spirits, and
true.
So there's so much there that is active or can be active.
Well, I mean, the current lighthouse was built 1871, so finished in 1874. That's still a long time. Mm-hmm. But the original was kind of, like I said, it was kind of in some type of form from the 1586, I think, until it collapsed in 1880. Mm-hmm. But you have all that history from like what you said from
all the way back in the
1500s. So it's all these people
time periods,
and the
right?
time period, all everything that happened. So it's affecting the.
You're gonna say, you're gonna say tapestry.
No, I'm not.
Ah,
no.
Did they ever find the
Fountain of Youth?
Fountain of Youth,
of course.
Yeah,
long time ago. Yeah. How do you think that we're all staying impeccably young?
Impeccably,
quite young.
It's debatable. And Young's a bit of a...
Let
yeah.
me live my...
I think it's a cool place,
fantasies
though.
Over here.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. And they said the upgrades and new technology went up through the 1980s. We talked about... You talking about the fire that destroyed it. They said that they... The Whoa, what was that? Was that a big gurgle over there? They declared... Let's see. St. John's County, where it's located, considered purchasing the property and building condominiums on the land, but that was stopped by the Service League to be able to restore them, and they opened a maritime museum, which is adjacent to the property, and so there are ghost tours and regular yeah. historic tours there, and then the maritime museum. So I think that's really interesting.
Cool.
And that's been opened full time since early 1994.
Nice.
Yeah. And it is, of course, on the National Register of Historic Places. We talk about a lot
there
of those places, and this is on it.
There,
well, with the age
there
of
you
it,
go.
Should be.
Oh yeah,
darn right. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's say it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. And Nate, with that, I think we're out of things to talk about on the lighthouse.
I'm lighthoused out. Yeah,
lighthouse.
We'll go. We'll investigate. We love lighthouses. We need to cover more lighthouses because they're fantastic. Yeah. Let's be honest. Next time we'll do Michigan, right?
I've been
there's
to
a ton.
Of,
yeah, there's a lot of those.
Of mm-hmm. Nate, I'm going to turn it over to you, man.
I got nothing.
That's a wrap.
That's
a wrap.
Okay. Turn out the lights.
That's all we need to hear, man. That's good enough. And we want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to our Middle Age Mini number 63 and our discussion on the St. Augustine Lighthouse. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.